we're on the clock.
All right, hold on to that and let it go.
All right, guys, write this name down. First name, Isaiah.
Go ahead, guys, write it. Last name, Michelle. All right, guys, write this name down. First name is Jawan.
The New England Patriots select.
Congratulations, we're going to make you a New England Patriot.
It was dead quiet in the house, and as soon as I got off, you know, my mom started crying, and it was just love.
Got a couple bulldogs up here.
I guess when he got the call, he just shot us a text like, Patriots. And I'm just like, really? Like, did they call you? Like, I didn't know what this Patriots meant.
I ran to the TV. I'm like, no. I was only getting.
So this is a dream come true.
This pick's going to Detroit.
Okay, we're trading this to Cleveland. Yeah,
Side the ADR team, so we'll be announcing a pick here.
With the 56th pick, the New England Patriots select Duke Dawson, DB, Florida.
Once I got the call, I mean, it just felt like I was playing the football game. It was so loud.
It's a blessing to hear that, you know, the Patriots wanted me.
It was just amazing. It was amazing. I can't put into words how incredible of a feeling.
We had big expectations from you.
The 2018 NFL Draft is in the books. Who did New England select? And who may make an impact for this year's Patriots team? Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. Amidst all the wheeling and dealing, a franchise record 8 trades were made. New England made 9 selections. Let's begin the show with a look inside the draft room from round 1 on night 1 of the draft.
Guys, write this name down. Last name, Wynn. W-Y-N-N. First name, Isaiah. Offensive line, Georgia.
Hey, Isaiah, it's Coach Belichick. How you doing? Good, good. Congratulations, we're going to make you a New England Patriot.
Isaiah. Oh, congratulations. Excited that you're joining us. You're named after a great prophet. Huh? So we got big expectations from you.
Write this name down. Sony, S-O-N-Y. Last name, Michelle, running back from Georgia.
Hey, Sony. Coach Belichick here. How you doing? Doing great. Doing great. We're about to make you a New England Patriot, so congratulations. We've got a couple bulldogs up here with David Andrews and all that and all you guys.
They told me how productive you were in the playoff games against Oklahoma and Alabama. So this is a dream come true. Well, here, I'll let you enjoy it with your family, and I look forward to meeting you in person.
Well, it's fun to see what goes on inside that draft room. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. The first two picks, offensive players. Surprise you?
Not really. I did think that they would go at least with one of them on defense, but to me the biggest need coming in was left tackle. And I don't know exactly where Isaiah Wynn's going to fit, Mike. I don't know if he's a guard. I don't know if he's a tackle. But it wasn't overly surprising to me to see them take a first-round caliber player on the offensive
line. That's
right.
And you say, did it surprise you? I think the one thing I've learned in 19 drafts with Bill Belichick, nothing surprises me, Steve, with the way he does
right.
it. And I thought it was very interesting the way the draft unfolded. The Patriots were sitting at 23,
right.
and of the first 22 players before them, there were 12 defensive players taken. Now, you go to the next 22 players, and there were only 5 defensive players taken. So what does that tell you? Like, the defensive board was top-heavy. Mm. They didn't see any value there, so they played to the value on their board, and they went offense.
Can Isaiah Wynn be Nate Solder?
Well, I think that's probably going to be asking an awful lot. Now, he played tackle at a high level in a high-level program at Georgia, competing for the national title against the best teams in the country in the SEC. So he has a lot of ability. And like I said, everybody and their brother among the experts had him as a first-round pick.
Okay.
This is not a stretch. This was not a reach pick. But it does fill a need. I think that oftentimes we say, well, Bill doesn't do that. And again, like Mike said, there's nothing that Bill does or doesn't do. He's adaptable. He's going to take everything, all the information he has, and he's going to go case-by-case basis.
And here's the thing I'd say about Isaiah Wynn. If he's not a left tackle, and that's really the question teams had because he's a little bit shorter, yeah. He doesn't have the same arm length that maybe some of the bigger left tackles had, he can always kick inside to guard, and he's going to start for you. So that's the sort of the safe part of the pick. And then Sony Michel, the running back, I mean, this guy is going to be a dynamic threat. He's your new Deion Lewis,
absolutely,
in my opinion, with just one sort of thing to watch out for, the fumbles. He had 12 fumbles in college. They don't think it's a problem, but I still think, you know, he's going to be an impact player for them.
All right, guys, we have much more to discuss with the draft coming up later on the show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with the Patriots' two first-round draft picks.
I got a warm welcome from the fans on the plane here.
And later, find out how the Patriots are teaming up to fight social injustice.
People should do exactly what our players are doing.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It was fun. You were overwhelmed when I talked to you on the phone last night.
Isaiah
the prophet.
Yes, sir.
You guys were roommates?
Yeah. 2 years.
2 years and captains.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool.
You got both of us, yeah.
You are who you hang around with.
Yeah.
Oh. He's been saying that his whole life.
Are you guys too young to know who she was?
I look like Miss Kennedy.
Oh, good for you. That was in our home in 1976. Jacqueline Kennedy.
The jerseys close together like that. There you go.
Keep it around the waist. Because you guys are a little taller than us. If you get my drift.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. It was the first time since 2012 that New England selected two players in the first round. Let's meet the 2018 first-round draft picks.
With the 23rd pick, the New England Patriots select Isaiah Wynn. With the 31st pick, the New England Patriots select Sony Michel.
They're hearing our names called and being here in less than 12 hours. It's just a wonderful feeling. Words can't really describe.
So Bill Belichick double dips to the Georgia Bulldogs.
You got a couple Bulldogs up here with David Andrews and all that, and all you guys.
I got a tweet from Malcolm last night. I'm just like, yes. And I got a text from David Andrews this morning, like, yes, double yes. And kind of got some knowledge from both of them. Ran into Malcolm, like you said, earlier today. And, you know, we were just talking about, you know, how excited we are to be dogs and now Patriots, the expectations, you know, just trying to throw it all in one conversation.
Sonny Michel breaks free. Michel in the clear, foot race. What an answer from Georgia. 75 yards.
We're down to the field goal. He was attacked and moved. Done. He is the kind of guy who calls a lot of scrimmage and move people up on scrimmage and really create some open plays.
So far, you know, I enjoyed it just meeting the staff and being able to visit with the staff, as well as I got a warm welcome from the fans on the plane here. So and I have my suit bag with me, and I was on the window seat, and I asked the guy who was on the aisle seat, you know, can he put it up there? So he took it, put it up there, and he's like, "What do you have, a wedding?" And I was like, "Nah." And, you know, he was like, "What do you got?" I was like, "A press conference," and he was like, "Press conference," and I was like, "Let me go ahead and say it." So you know, I tried to be as quiet as possible. And I was like, just got drafted to the New England Patriots. And it seems like everybody on that plane heard me because everybody turned heads and everybody was like, can we take a picture? So I'm like, oh, man. But it was great.
We were texting the whole time. We had this group chat. So we was texting the whole time. And then, like, I guess when he got the call, he just shot us a text like, Patriots. And I'm just like, really? Like, did they call you? Like, I didn't know what this Patriots meant.
So I hear my brother started yelling. I'm like, what are you yelling for? He's like, are you going to be playing with Sony again? So I ran to the TV. I'm like, no.
I was shocked. I was surprised, and I was happy at the same time. It was all these emotions just balled up into one.
But just to be able to open this new chapter of life with somebody who, you know, who I started out grinding with, I mean, it's great.
Patriots fans, voting is going on right now at Patriots.com to select the next member of the Patriots Hall of Fame. The three candidates on this year's ballot are all three-time Super Bowl champions. Left tackle Matt Leit. Defensive tackle Richard Seymour. And linebacker Mike Vrabel. Fans are encouraged to vote until May 14th.
After making two selections on Thursday night, New England began night two of the draft with two second-round picks. Let's go back inside the draft room.
Where are we at, Jimmy?
338.
Oh, I got you. All right, let's wait it out. Oakland's still on the clock.
Yep.
Time, Jimmy?
2:30.
So what I have? Oakland picks, just let us know what's going on there.
We got to be ready to pick.
We got to be ready to pick.
Miami's picking. All right, Miami's picking. So what do we want to do here? It's just, do we want to make that trade or not? How are we doing?
Hey,
good. All right, so we're moving this pick with Detroit.
Excited to have you. It's great. Good to visit with you last week, and we're excited to add to your team, so we'll be announcing a pick here in a couple minutes.
It's great to have you with us. We'll get you up here in New England, show you some good weather.
With the 56th pick, the New England Patriots select Duke Dawson, DB, Florida.
Duke Dawson was identified by many in the pre-draft process as a prototypical Patriot. We caught up with the newest Patriot and asked him what it means to be drafted by New England.
Duke Dawson is one of the most competitive cornerbacks in college football.
I mean, it was very surreal. The thing was, my mom actually seen the number before me because I was looking at the TV. And first thing she asked was, is it them? I was like, yes, because we seen the area code. And once we seen it, my mom just kind of started shaking a little bit, and we just started talking. And soon as I started talking on the phone, man, I just felt everybody come right around me. I just felt all the love and everything. And just being able to hear Coach Belichick, his voice, and just being able to hear Mr. Kraft's voice, I mean, it was very, very surreal, and it was a wonderful feeling. Those two guys, I mean, great, great players. I've been looking at Sony since he was in middle school. Sony's been playing on varsity since eighth grade, so I kind of had a feel who Sony was coming up. Isaiah, when I actually don't really know him. I didn't know him at the time, but now I know who he is. But I'm most definitely going to reach out to those guys and stay in contact with them. I mean, we're teammates now. There's no more rivalries. I mean, until that week comes, I mean, there's going to be a lot of funny bets going on.
Devin McCourty and Jerron Harmon sat on a panel discussion alongside Robert and Jonathan Kraft and multiple law officials to discuss juvenile criminal justice reform in front of over 50 high school student journalists.
The idea of
football players just playing football or basketball players just playing basketball or journalists just writing. It's really important to have people who do things beyond work, to find things that they're passionate about, and hopefully some of them involve doing things in their community to make the places they work better. My family and I feel very strongly people should do exactly what our players are doing, taking their time, and they're lucky. They have a platform that a lot of the other people that work with us don't have. That ultimately is making society better.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. Back now with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. We talked about the first two guys in the draft. What about the other guys? Anybody that can help them?
Yeah, I think there'll be some good players down there. The problem is we have to figure out which ones they are. And I think Duke Dawson's a guy that might be able to contribute in the secondary. But a guy I have my eye on is Juwan Bentley. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a bigger, more physical linebacker. Those guys have sort of been phased out a little bit. But I think their lack of depth, Mike, at linebacker will give him an opportunity. Very physical player. A guy that, sort of, and I know sometimes you get lost in the college thing, in the Big Ten, That's at right. Purdue with, some of the maybe more antiquated offenses, but his physicality stood out to me.
I'll give you two, one that I think is really going to help him and one that I think they really hope is going to help him. The one that I think will really help him, Duke Dawson, second-round cornerback. It was interesting to watch them trade down twice and then trade back up for him. So it really told you, one, they really wanted him, and two, they probably didn't want anyone else, that they wanted to make sure they got him.
Right.
And then, some team told me that they viewed him as the best cover nickel cornerback in the draft. So that would be a nice add for them. Who do I think they really hope will help them? Danny Etling, the quarterback. We talked a lot going into this draft about what would they do at quarterback, and they waited until the top of the seventh round, the first pick, and really a surprise. I mean, this is a player that no one had his name attached to the Patriots, so I'm really curious to see how that'll unfold.
Why Etling? His accuracy?
I mean, only two interceptions. You pointed this out, Steve. Right. One was a Hail Mary, and they noted that one, they liked his accuracy and decision-making, but also at his pro day, he really stood out to them with 150 throws and sort of thinks he has some.
They really like the way he throws the football. I know that sounds simplistic, but they like the way he's a decent-sized guy. He's not the biggest quarterback out there, but they like the way he stood tall and threw the ball in the pocket. So we'll see if it pans out.
All right, let's talk about TB12, shall we?
All right.
The latest.
What are we talking about?
As the world turns in Tom Brady's world. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, to me, from afar, for whatever reason, he just doesn't seem to be as happy and appreciated. I don't know. I mean, I don't really think that's something they're not going to be able to work through. I think we saw it last year. I think there were some issues last year. The team continued to win. It's not something I think is necessarily going to manifest itself on the field.
I do want to say this, Steve. In the spirit of accountability, the off-season program starts, and I do this a lot. I'm like, hey, first one through the door, Tom Brady. Look at the commitment. This is the example that he's showing to his other players as a captain, as sort of a CEO of this team. And if I'm going to do that in past years, and he's not here now, it's only fair to point out that the leader of your team is not taking part in these voluntary workouts. I think that consistency, from my standpoint as a reporter, wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't point that out.
What's valuable, and I think what Mike is talking about, is the interaction with his teammates. And, in particular, a quarterback, the timing that he's going to get with guys like Jordan Matthews, who haven't been here, Cordarrelle Patterson, some of the new guys that could probably use some reps with him on the field.
Well said. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That'll do it for Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.